Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is, who is it? Maureen D.
I'm Maureen. I'm an alcoholic. I come prepared. I don't know about this little one. Oh, I'm a thirsty girl. Well, if I knew I was going to do this, I would have gotten dressed up, because that's what I learned in AA, is show up differently than what it was like when I got here, which I didn't care what I looked like or anything like that when I walked in the rooms. And the way I got here, obviously I'm a little nervous. One thing I love about AA is we learn here how to do things, what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. I mean, those are pretty simple. So I drank when I got sick, and I drove drunk, and I did things that I wouldn't have done if I was sober, but I didn't think I had a problem because my friends drank more than I did, and that allowed me to keep drinking. And there's a lot of people here. Can't imagine all of you drinking. Oh, wow. And I never would have thought that, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't think, oh, I'm going to grow up and be a speaker at a meeting. You know, it just wasn't one of those things that I aspired to do. And so I drank, and then the way I got into the program was my best friend came into the program. And being the helper that I am, I came in behind her. And so I thought it was for her, but it ended up it was for me. And the longer I'm here, the more I realize how much of an alcoholic I am. Because with every story that I hear, meetings I go to, I can relate to what people are sharing in their stories, things that they've done or haven't done, and the reasons we do things are the reasons that we don't do things. And I'm one of those, I know for myself that I have to go to AA meetings on a regular basis, because without a doubt, I will be out there drinking. My head is out to get me. And I know without a doubt that I will be drinking if I don't continue to listen to what you have to share with me. I got sober in 1984. And some days I think, I haven't had a drink in so long, I can't be an alcoholic, because alcoholics drink. And that's the kind of stuff that goes through my mind. And if I'm not here listening to people, then I have this neighborhood in my head that's not very pretty. And so when I got here, I didn't like any of you. I didn't like what you said, what you didn't say. You know, you'd invite me out to lunch, you wouldn't invite me out to lunch. You know, people were laughing at the wrong things. I started out at a women's meeting, and all these women would be talking about their kids, and I would think, I'm what you're talking about, and I didn't like it. And it just did not make sense how these women could be talking and laughing at the tragedies going on in their lives. And fortunately, I stayed long enough to realize that it's not really that we're laughing at it. You know, we laugh to survive. We can see the craziness in our solutions when we're doing things by ourselves. And when I've had a few sponsors, and one sponsor, what she wanted was you go to a women's meeting, a mixed meeting, and a step study. And so I tried to do the men's meeting. Whoops. I tried to combine the mixed and the step because I don't want to be doing everything I'm supposed to be told to do. And, you know, one thing that I've learned in sobriety is I appreciate my own craziness. Oh. Anyway, I go to meetings and I show up and I do service. And sometimes I do service when I don't want to. When I want to do it, then I feel really good. Wow. What else? Well, I think one of the things that's really important is things that I've lived through in my sobriety. I was going to college and I dropped out because I had to drink. And then I got into the program, and the one thing keeping me from getting my bachelor's degree was a math class. And I learned in AA that you show up one class at a time. And that's how I got through that class. And as a result, I got my, I earned my degree. And, okay, thanks. And then, I've gone back to school, and now I'm back at school again, changing careers. And sometimes I beat myself up because I feel like I don't have a direction, and I wanted to be one of those people that could stay in a job for like 30 years, but that's not my story. And trying to be open to what my higher power has lined up for me, and my part is showing up. It's showing up to school, it's showing up to work, it's showing up to meetings. No matter what is going on, I need to be at a meeting. And there were times in sobriety that were extremely difficult. And I had two brothers who were diagnosed with AIDS back when it was all, not that it's not horrible now, but it was, you know, a lot going on in the 80s. And I remember going to a meeting and this guy said, "Oh, here comes the crier." And I was like, "Yep." And I've always thought, you know, better that I cry and go to meetings than to be drunk. And I have walked through many things because of the people have gone before me and shown me that you can stay sober. My brothers died. My mother died. As I said, I got my degree. What else happened? Relationship, no relationship. You know, all of those things. I learned here to stay sober. And it's only because, really, all of you have shown up and said, "You know what? I'm having a really bad day today, and I'm not drinking." Or, "You know what? I'm going to a wedding, and I don't know what to do." And you bring a friend with you in the program so you can still be supportive of whoever's getting married, but also be safe yourself and have a support. I'm trying to think. I was in a really bad job, and they were out to get me. And I didn't drink, and I showed up. And it's really hard when you show up at work and people aren't liking you and you're not understanding it. And I think I'm doing a good job, but I'm hearing otherwise. And to show up because I asked my sponsor about quitting. And she said, not until you have another job. I was like, that wasn't the answer I wanted because work was so terrible. I thought I deserved to just be able to quit. And I stayed, and I stayed, and I stayed. And then things changed, and now I'm going for a different career. And all of that without drinking one day at a time. That's the bottom line. Now, a couple days ago after a meeting, people were gathering around somebody, and she was talking how things are difficult and just different things. And they're all saying this and this and this and this and this. And I'm like, just don't drink. That's the bottom line for me, is not to drink. Whether I'm feeling good or sad, whether somebody dies or somebody's born, it doesn't matter, because drinking is not going to make anything better. It's only going to make it. I've held to over the years is my sobriety, is my sobriety. I'm the only one who can mess that up. Nobody can take that from me. And when the day is over, I'm sober. And it's an amazing gift. It hasn't been always easy, but here it is, years later, and I'm sober, and I've lived through many things, and I get to help other women and men go through different things without drinking. And that's what I've learned here, is that we reach out to one another, whether we like you or not. You know, there are people that don't like me, and they've been there for me. You know, and there's people in my life that I don't really care for. But when it comes down to drinking or not drinking, I will be there. Because that's what we learn here, is staying sober one day at a time. Thanks.